Our election 2017 coverage continues here on KNKX with a closer look at the state Senate race in Washington's 45th legislative district on the east side of Lake Washington. It's a special election that has generated a lot of interest and record-setting six-figure donations. There's a good reason for that, as 88.5's Kristen Kendrick learns from KNKX Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins.
This race has been getting a lot of national attention and a lot of money. Austin, why is that?
Well, a couple of reasons. First off, and most importantly, as we've noted, this race will decide which party controls the Washington State Senate. That's significant because right now Democrats have the governor's office and the House of Representatives. So for Republicans and their backers, this majority is very important for being a stopgap against Democratic policies. For Democrats, it's an opportunity to have one party control again and be able to do things that they have not been able to do with the Republican majority in the Senate. At a national level, this is important because Democrats in particular see this as symbolic because this is the only Republican-controlled legislative chamber on the West Coast. If they could flip it, they have a blue blockade on the West Coast to sort of be a resistance to President Trump and his policies, but also to try to move climate change legislation. So it's significant nationally. And locally, I'll also mention that there's not much else happening in elections around the country, so it's easy to draw national attention when you've got a special election in an off year like this one.
Well, give us some background on the two candidates who are running for the seat.
So the two candidates are Republican Jinyoung England. She's Korean-American. She has been a business consultant and has worked with the Bitcoin Foundation, as well as worked for Republicans, including Kathy McMorris Rogers, the congresswoman from Eastern Washington. Manka Dhingra is the Democrat. She's Indian-American. She's also Sikh. She is a senior deputy prosecutor in the King County Prosecutor's Office. She's worked with veterans courts and mental health courts. They're both first-time candidates, which makes it interesting because this is such a high-stakes race. The majority in the state Senate resting on these two first-time candidates who are really getting out and just having to introduce themselves to voters in this district for the first time.
So the 45th legislative district that they're running for covers parts of the east side of Lake Washington and has been held by a Republican since 2010. Senator Andy Hill served until his death last year. Is this district a stronghold at all for the Republican Party?
Really quite the opposite. You can view this as a swing district, but it's a swing district that leans Democratic. The other two members of the legislature from the 45th are Democrats. Andy Hill had to work hard to hold on to this seat. If you talk to political observers and consultants, they will say that Democrats definitely have the advantage in this district. The thing that might give Republicans the advantage here is it has been held by a Republican. But beyond that, if you look at the demographics, you look at the votes for Hillary Clinton, for instance, in the last presidential race, it certainly looks like this is a district that advantages Democrats.
We should stress this is just a special election to fill the seat left vacant by Senator Hill. So whomever wins will need to run again next year. Could we see a repeat of this whole process and all the money that's been coming in?
Yeah, it's hard to believe. I mean, this is already a record-breaking race in terms of the money that's been spent both by the candidates and by third parties. It's possible you could see a repeat of this next year. On the other hand, whoever wins will certainly have the advantage of incumbency going into that reelection. That said, when you're talking about a majority, a 1-2 seat difference in who controls a chamber, any race that is possibly in play is going to get significant attention and interest.
All right, Austin, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
KNKX Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins speaking with 88.5's Kristen Kendrick. For more on election 2017 and what it means for our region, you can listen to all of our coverage at knkx.org.